Podcast Ranger.
Man, I spent all fucking week editing that FAQ. I'm so tired. I'm not nearly caffeinated enough. I need more. Oh, God, I need more. Oh, shit, now I have three open ones. I've got to drink them all.
Okay. I'm stealing one. Okay, we have found Ichi's new fetish, Diet Pepsi.
New?
I thought it was Rabbit Tank Sparkling.
No, that's my thing.
Oh. Seriously, though, it's been a rough week. I spent 5 days over the last week and a half editing the FAQ for you all last week.
Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed our answers to your questions. So ask us more, because we want to make another one.
I'm sure as fuck I'm not doing it that way again. That's what I fucking get for wanting to try something different.
Yeah. So next time we do a Q&A, we'll have everyone in the room. And remember, Paul's favorite colors are earth tones.
And purple.
And, you know, purple rangers, they really speak to him.
I also like ranger-like allies. What does that have to do with your favorite color? Fuck!
That was so funny.
Wow.
Maybe he thought it was favorite color ranger.
Yeah.
And if Kevin didn't speculate enough, my favorite handoff is the Kyoritsu Tokuger one. I just really like that, you know, he showed up as pink.
Apparently that's half of the people's favorite ones. Jesus.
Then everyone for a Tokyo themed show wants cooking. Like food. I'm like, alright.
We got three separate people saying that.
Yeah.
I don't think that bit was worth it. I'm good.
Danny G's dying again.
Yeah.
Welcome to Extra Extra Cast Ranger. Woo!
Yeah, we got me, Lane, and
Ichi. You and Lane?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Shu. Double threat. Shu and Blaze. Gar will be on the show later.
Also worth mentioning in news, I am now a paid and published logo designer.
Well, after one thing, but whoa. Sure.
Well, I have a logo that is now in a published novel, and I just got my first paid logo designing gig separately.
That's true. Also, we went to EGLX. That was fun. Yeah. We got an N64.
I bought a new chair.
Yep.
But can you do this?
Shut up. Yes.
I mean, wait, I can, wait. It's just really hard to.
I simply choose not to!
Alright, what's the first story, Ichi?
Alright, first I gotta give the news stories to everyone in the Discord.
I mean, you don't have to. They could just use their imaginations. Like,
imagination!
You know, like our ancestors of old used to.
You mean the Tokugers?
Everybody listened to podcasts.
I mean, sure. Back in my day, podcasts were all about the pods.
Oh, it just goes on and on and on and on.
So yeah, if you didn't guess, Toei announces Engine Sentai Go Onger 10-year Grand Prix V-Cinema. So, Go Onger's are coming back.
Let's go on indeed.
I'm excited because of the 10 episodes of Go Onger that I've watched and like other movies and stuff, I actually really like these guys. They're a fun bunch of Sentai dudes.
I gave up less than 10 episodes in because Gunpei is an intolerable dickweed.
He's my favorite character of them, actually.
That is not surprising.
Because, I don't know, I like, he has the best suit design. I love his personality and just his, you know, I'm better than all of you. And,
oh, so you're projecting.
And he's a fucking cop! God damn it! He's a cop.
I guess we discovered Lane's fetish today, too.
Yeah, I like cop-themed toku heroes, or toku heroes who are cops.
So, the main cast members, the main seven, will return to reprise their respective roles. The movie will be written by Katsuya Watanabe, who did previously work on episodes of the show.
Good.
Blu-ray and DVD release coming out September 26th.
At least we get the go-on wings. And if we go down... Here's a picture of the cast 10 years later, and oh my god, Bumper hasn't aged a day!
Wow, they did a really good job cleaning him after they dug him out of the trash.
Hey, fuck you, Bumper's awesome. He's like a cuter alpha. I think he's supposed to be like a bunny.
I mean, 0.1% cute as opposed to 0%
okay,
cute.
So this is what weirds me out. Why is Gohan yellow not in her outfit?
Because they couldn't find that one in the trash.
Whoa, you're so salty. You know what I think you need, Ichi? I think we need to do a Gohanger themed month.
And you know what we can use to do that?
What?
The Gohanger Blu-ray box sets that are also been announced.
Yay! So maybe in August or something we can do a Gohanger month. Go August.
Let's go home.
Go August.
There go
you go.
Oh, no!
Yay! Go August. We're gonna do it.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Because of this
10-year special, I'm actually motivated to watch all of Engine Sentai Gohanger, so I think I will. After I watch
only if we can also do RPM.
Go no.
We'll do an RPM like feature topic. I don't know.
I mean, I'm down for RPM.
I know you are.
Well, so, we kind of have another show that's
no RPM bird.
Wow.
I'm sure we'll come up with a better month
go
name.
RPM.
Fuck go all no. of these suggestions.
No, we're doing a Gohanger theme month.
haven't I have suffered enough?
No, not with me, you haven't.
Gross.
Alright, yeah, so they're getting a Blu-ray set announced as well. And we'll probably get a Super Sentai Artisan Engine Soul thingy.
I don't want
that, because I like RPM.
I wouldn't mind getting Gohan Blacks, actually, because I like their morphers. They're cool.
I like both of their morphers, actually.
Yeah.
The series will be released in 3 box sets. Box 1, released on August 8th, episodes 1 through 15. Box 2, October 3rd, episodes 17 through 33. And the final box on December 5th, episodes 34 through 50. Each set will cost 19,800 yen, so $200+.
Yep.
And will contain unannounced extras.
So if you like a Sentai about
cars
and the Zords and the Zords that are cute and they talk and stuff.
And they have been quoted as having big anime eyes.
And also the best thing ever, there's a Christmas world.
Oh god, I forgot about that.
Hey, Ichi, if there's one thing to be excited about though, about the 10 years later, maybe Mahoken will be back.
That would actually be a neat nod to continuity if they did.
Unless they just do the excuse of, oh, he's with the Gokaijers right now.
It's not canon.
No, it probably is.
That'd be just dumb shit right there.
I don't know. It'd be cool if they did include him.
Yeah.
Next.
What the fuck is this shit?
One of the former members of our Discord, who goes simply by the name Talk, has actually sent me a very interesting article that he wanted me to mention.
Oh?
TV Tropes has put together a list of the meanings of Kamen Rider Build's best matches.
Hmm.
So I thought we might want to read this to get a bit of insight, because a lot of them do not make sense without reading stuff something like this.
Okay, I'm actually, you know what?
That's I thought cool I posted a video about how some of these make sense.
Sorry, what was that, Shu?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, sorry, Blaze.
It was me. I thought I posted a video of some of them making sense.
Maybe? I don't know. Okay, so let's run through these quick. Rabbit, tank. Both have to do with movement. Rabbit jumps and hops. The tank moves infantry. Gorillamon. Both of them associated with strength. This was the most obvious one.
Hmm.
Gorilla hits hard, and Diamond is very hard to hit.
A little hard to break.
Yeah. Fire, hedgehog are associated with protection. Hedgehog having its quills, and a fire truck protecting people from fire. Nin comic are both associated with copies. Ninjas make clones, comics sell copies.
Yep.
Kaizoku Resha is associated with transportation of goods. Pirates steal cargo, trains transport cargo.
And both have Super Sentai teams.
Right. Key Dragon is associated with treasure protection, which was fairly obvious.
Also Rekendo.
Yeah. Octopus Light, it could either refer to light through non-solar means, which would be the light bulb's electricity and the octopus's bioluminescence, or it could be associated with blinding, because octopus use ink and a light will just blind you.
What about Kaizoku Resha?
I said it already.
What was it again?
Associated with transporting goods.
Oh, okay.
Also blanked.
Also, they both use revolutionary modes of transportation.
Huh.
Hawk Gatling is both are associated with violence and flight. Hawks being aggressive aerial predators, and Gatling guns firing many aerial bullets.
Or being a reference to Desert Eagle.
That too. Lion cleaner is both because they have to do with cleanliness, because lions groom their young, and they're both noisy as fuck.
Also, I'm pretty sure there's like a type of vacuum called a lion vacuum.
Wouldn't surprise me. Panda Rocket are both associated with altitude travel, because rockets are obvious and pandas climb trees to get food. They're also both Chinese associated.
Yep.
The only thing that was missing was bamboo rockets.
Phoenix Robo was also pretty obvious. They're both immortal in different ways. Phoenix being eternally reborn, and robots can always be rebuilt.
Woop.
Smuffle Wolf, both can either be alone or together. Smartphones, quote-unquote, causing isolation and socialization, whereas wolves can either be alone or travel in packs. And they both can communicate over long distances.
Oh, god damn it.
Gold Scorpion, they're both found in deserts.
And the dead form, that's, basically.
That's stretching a bit.
Right. Shikimid, which is deer and pyramid, are both associated with guarding something. The deer being portrayed as a forest guardian, while a pyramid guards the pharaoh.
Okay.
Penguin Skater, again obvious, they both slide along the ground.
That's so lame.
Right? Same Bike, which is shark and bike, are both aerodynamically built to increase their own speed.
Well, I mean, one of them is aquadynamic, but semantics.
Different kinds of dynamics. F1 Saurus, fossil fuels.
Oh. That's bad. That's why. Fucking hell.
Mag Ghost.
Dinosaur with the F1 race car.
Mag Ghost. Awesome. Both ghosts and magnets manipulate things without being seen. Beetle Camera, because what do you call a tiny camera? A bug.
Fuck.
That's just lame.
Right?
Okay, now they're reaching pun territory. And
right?
This is, some of these are
too...
Some
that's
of these
pun!
Are almost painful.
Just have that the, just the shit counter. The shit counter of how many bad associations with these things are.
Two pieces of crap.
Rosecopter is aerial transport. Roses translate their roses
transport.
Pollen, and helicopters ferry people.
Again, stretching, but
yeah, this is all we got. People
use, like, insects to transport their pollen.
Spider Cooler, because spiders wrap up their prey to consume later.
God damn it.
And
fridge is really cool food. You can eat them. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
That's just dumb sounding.
You want to hear dumb? Kuma Telby might just be a reference to Persona 4.
No shit. I'm pretty sure I figured that out before a
also,
lot of people
also
did.
Because bears during hibernation don't move and get fat. Just like you do when you watch TV.
God damn.
Kujita Jet is pretty obvious. A jumbo jet. Also a reference to actual engine jumbo whale from Goanger.
Yeah.
Dog Mike is also obvious.
That's another Goanger reference. They're everywhere.
Dog Mike, they both increase their volume.
Bark, bark, woof, woof.
Turtle Watch both have to do with time, because turtles live for a long time, and also they're slow. Uniracer, which is unicorn and eraser. Unicorns are often said to have magic powers like magicians, which, of course, the most famous magic trick is making things disappear.
Like an eraser!
Tora UFO, both tigers and aliens attack while unseen.
Actually, wait, if it was a true eraser power, then it'd be like it partially disappears, not completely. You
also,
never erase something completely.
Also, all of the unicorns have been erased.
Ha! Never existed in the first place.
And then Kieran Cyclone, giraffes are known for the... Giraffes have long necks and fans have long stands. Now fuck you for that one. Now actually,
that's just
fuck
dumb.
You.
That just sounds so stupid to be a best match then.
Right?
I love giraffe fan.
I feel like people are just looking into some of these way too much and just finding similarities and saying, yep, that's it.
Well, but the thing is, like, for a lot of these, what the fuck else could it be?
Maybe some guy was high.
The entire writing staff.
Or maybe they just have pictures of organic things and inorganic things and just throw them at a dartboard.
Yeah. Or I remember I had just said before, like, what if some guy was just carrying a bunch of a stack of papers? Like, we can either do these, like, organic things or inorganic things. Tripped, stumbled, and just gathered them all together and then put them together.
Well, then again, they already screwed that rule over.
Worst match!
I feel like there's a real reason why they decided to do that.
I don't know.
We already had mismatch.
Anyway, that's about all we have to go on with the best matches for now.
Yeah. Some of them are clever, and some of them are really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I guess you could say it wasn't their best effort.
Next. Oh, hey, later on it says, like, build symbol is kind of like a yin-yang. Like, organic and inorganic are two opposites, and that's what his symbol kind of looks like.
Yep.
Blech.
Next, build is finally getting a fucking insert song.
Oh my god, right after I say something. I literally mentioned this like 2 days ago.
It's called Ready Go. And of course, the minute I heard that, my brain defaulted to, let's get started, ready, steady, go!
Ready, go, Andre?
That's from Full Metal Alchemist, in case that didn't know, yes. So, the insert song Ready, Go will debut on March 18th and air again on March 25th. It will be performed by ATS, Takahito Shimizu, and Toru Watanabe featuring AXL21, which is a special unit formed from the Japanese music group X21 for this project, and the lyrics are being written by Mio Aoyama. No announcement on the sale date of the single yet.
Well, damn.
So build your expectations.
Or smash them down.
Hey!
I know that's terrible.
Hey, still did it.
Becky Violet is retiring!
Why, Sharivan? Why?
Riki Miura, who played Geki Violet in Geki Ranger, has announced his retirement from acting. Of course, this also... Yeah, as mentioned, this means that if there are more Sharivan movies, they will have to recast him.
Damn it. Looks like we're going to have to get a third Sharivan, man.
Hi, Yellowcaster!
Gar-san!
Oh god, a wild Gar appeared!
Wow, we're expecting you Wade later.
No, I got off at 9:15.
Oh, okay.
You said he wasn't off till 10!
Usually you only work till 10.
I said
a wild Gar appeared. It's you, the Pokemon Diamond Pearl battle music.
But yeah, that sucks.
What sucks?
That Geki Violet's retiring.
Oh, he's been in the acting industry for 10 years. He deserves his retirement. No, he'll come back in 5 years, baby. Don't worry, he'll be a star.
It's been done.
What the fuck?
The guys on Discord
since
are dying.
Since when did Gar turn into Austin Powers?
Babies. I mean, the earplugs.
Because we're on Discord. On.
Who's on?
Shoe and Blaze.
Oh, hello,
Dallas. Oh, shit!
Oh, God, now Edna Mode's here with us.
Don't worry, honey, I'll get... No gimmicks!
No gimmicks!
I'm a knight of double. Cyclone part die. Tartaba, metal's got to shatter. Forza.
He got switched off.
And Forza, he got switched off. No gimmicks!
Ranting with Edna Gar.
Well, that's the episode name.
Yeah.
Guy, the lock broke.
And the thumbnail just has to be
Edna Mode surrounded by Neo Hesse Riders.
Gar on Edna, like Gar's head on Edna Mode's body. Possibly.
Or reverse. Edna Mode on reverse. Sean Gillocaster.
Hi, everybody, I'm here.
He's not headphoned up yet, so.
I can't.
Drive, the ship's cons drove off.
The shift cars abandoned him.
We hear radio says the
shift cars
just not cutting shit out.
Right? Editing? What's that? I did enough editing for the next year.
Editing? What's that? You know, the thing where you hear Dave cut this part out and he didn't.
Well, more like Anthony cut this part out now.
But he left in that Dave cut this part out.
Right.
Next story!
Next match! Speaking of Space Squad, we have some confirmed Sentai and Rider actors who will be appearing in Q-Ranger vs. Space Squad.
Ooh, I know that fucker.
Which fucker? There's three fuckers.
Okay. So there's Matsuki.
How about you leave the name reading to me, because you're notoriously bad at it.
Masayuki Daiei.
Wrong!
Wrong?
Masayuki Daiei.
I was close. I got the first name right.
Oh, it's fucking Kyoru Gray.
Boken Silver.
Kyoru Gray, motherfucker.
Boken Silver.
Kyoru Gray. You're outvoted.
Boken.
Trigger Kyoru Gray was the man.
Also the trigger dopant.
I've never had a Sentai and a Ranger series where I liked both Rangers.
Hang on, I need to grab a fork for this.
So, apparently, Mr. Masayuki will be playing the aide of the president in this movie, and his name is Roy. Roy's our boy. Roy's our boy.
What the fuck? You're too insane. It's fucking scary.
I'm almost literally the only person here that never even caught on with that.
No, I didn't understand what was going either.
Next is Yuko Takayama, who played Rinko in Wizard, Dark Necrom Y in Ghost the Movie.
Oh my god.
We'll play another of the president's aides named Kimiko Naruse.
Yay, Rinko's doing shit. I'm so happy. Yeah.
Okay, if she has a last name, I'm guessing Roy is evil.
Probably. and the last announcement here is Satomi Hirose, who played Tsuruhime, Ninja White, in Kakuranger. We'll play Tsurukiku. And the role of her character is not yet known. I think. Well, we found Gar's fetish, so there's
Ninja
all three.
Ninja White, though!
Good for her age. Good for her.
I hope so. It's been like, what, 23 years?
Well, no, we saw her in a. She made a quick cameo in the Gokaiger episode of Ninja Man.
Oh, okay.
She's like, well, I was gonna get him the Cocker Ranger Grand Power, but I think Ninja Man can deal with it.
Oh, Ninja Man!
So, Ninja Man.
Q-Ranger vs. Space Squad will be out on August 8th. And it will
and we won't see it until January.
I am looking forward to this movie a lot.
It is the first V-Cinext release, which is reserved for movies that receive simultaneous Blu-ray, DVD, and limited theater screening releases.
That's awesome.
And the movie will feature the modern versions of Gavan and Scheider from Metal Heroes.
Fuck yeah! Like I keep saying, my boy Scheider, I love him.
Wait. Nothing. Sorry, there's a guy who wrote it. I know him. He's on beeping art and stuff.
I was making some sort of beeping noise.
Whoop!
Welcome to Whoop Ranger.
Or my favorite noise to make. Beep, beep, beep.
I don't know, that's from Guy.
It's Bomberman. It's from Mario 64.
Okay.
Oh, so I haven't heard anyone on Discord yet.
Chew the R2 Ducci.
Oh, there we are!
Oh! What?
Alright,
tenfold. Oh, look, Art's your favorite person in planet Earth!
For a second there, I thought there was a sensor bar around his dick. Time to reset the phone, because apparently the SD...
Tetsuya Iwanaga, the man, the meme, Dan Kuroto.
The man meme.
Was recently interviewed about his ascension to godhood.
Oh, this should be interesting.
Over a course of Exaid. So, this was interesting. The actor revealed that Kuroto becoming what he was in the series was not, apparently, the original plan.
Oh.
This change started during the scene where they revealed to Emu that he was Patient Zero, and the laugh that he did was sort of improvised, apparently.
Hmm.
And after that scene, everything changed.
When the Fire Nation attacked.
So what, the writer and director was just like,
you laugh good, let's get more of that.
Hey, do you want to make your character have, like, a huge god complex? And he's probably was like, Watashi wa Mitsuda!
In the 23rd episode, where Kuroto dies for the first time,
Gar's favorite episode.
Apparently, the actor used Death Note as inspiration for that.
Uh-oh.
Cool.
So, I mean, when he died, he was channeling Kira.
You know what? I can see it now.
I can't, fam, because I've never seen Death Note.
You should watch Death Note. It's really good.
He decided that Kuroto had been living as a god until then, but as a human being, he thought of the miserable feelings of the characters in Death Note. And apparently he was also surprised of how popular Kuroto was, because he thought people were going to hate it. But apparently most of the fandom loves him. That's right, Gar, you're the outlier.
Gee! It's like fucking he became the most popular character in X-Aid. And then they just were like, okay, we're gonna make every fucking figure of him. Because why not? I will not be surprised if, like, 3, 4, 5 months down the road, we get Figure Arts Genmu level X-Zero.
I mean, it's just...
It's just the same, but the belt is the same.
Okay. Yeah.
18 hours later, it's not good.
You know, where he uses Dangerous Zombie.
With Mighty Action X Origin.
With Mighty Action X
Origin.
Also, who's on again?
Pro.
Shu and Blaze.
Hi, Shu.
Blaze and Shu.
You don't recognize our fans?
Shooby Dooby.
To be honest, when I was originally listening to Cast Ranger, I couldn't tell you guys apart. Kevin Raven sounded very similar.
Wait, which
that's
one
some kind of ist, I'm sure.
I mean, I don't think so, but okay.
Lane, that's because you've known them. I was like, who the fuck's this?
Anywho! As for Mr. Dan the Man's plans after the series, he plans to challenge himself by doing more dramas and quiz shows in the future, and even voice acting. But Iwanaga doesn't want to wait for someone to offer him a voice role, but apparently he's going to animate his own project and voice act in it.
Cool. Wait, should pull in an Ego Raptor?
Right?
Genmu the anime series!
Oh my god.
Make
no,
it happen!
No, that's what we need to do. We just need to take Aaron's, like just rages and put him with Dan. The ultimate game.
Please, people, give us money on Patreon so that I can go to Japan and meet Dan. Hashtag Japan to Dan. I must make this happen.
He will become the new Dan.
So
the new Pedro.
I'm a god.
I want to meet my dangerous Seppi.
He will replace actual Dan.
Hey, I'm Grum. Fudashida!
Wow, did you fuck that up.
Hey, I'm Grump, and I am a god.
Okay. Dan!
Yeah, Dan. I'm also Dan. Dan.
Yeah, we need Dan to just replace Aaron.
So, Dan, what are we playing today?
Dangerous Zombie.
Today we're playing Dangerous Zombie.
Just more dead rounds.
Yeah, can we go back?
You game.
That's cool. It's cool to know that his character would have been entirely different if he didn't improvise his laughter.
Now I just want Game Grumps to play the money action next game.
Right?
It'd be fun. Dan would love the designs of it.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Kamen Rider Girls official fan club announced.
Oh, sign me up.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry. My phone for a while was like SD card not inserted, so I kept having to restart my phone, and now it's working.
That's awful. Someone made a fucking 10-hour compilation of just Dan's death.
Oh.
That's awful.
It's probably poorly edited.
You fucks.
Yeah, I'm missing a meme. I can't find it.
Even his death is immortal. Following a collaborative concert between Kamen Rider Girls and Rider Chips, Akita Chisato of KRG announced that an official fan club is set to open soon.
I like Kamen Rider Chips.
I like potato chips.
The upcoming fan club will be titled The Heart's Hideout. They will be selling original jerseys showing off the group's members' represented colors, which are red, blue, green, and purple. No set date for this opening yet, but they'll be putting out more information soon.
Coming soon, Kamen Rider Drive Potato Chips. Now in flavors of Speed, Wild, and Technic.
Wait, scroll down quickly. Are there seriously only 4 members left of Kamen Rider Girls?
Everyone else had the smarts to leave.
If you didn't realize... Ichigo doesn't like Kamen Rider Girls!
They haven't done a single song that I like.
Not even the one from Forze?
Nope.
What? What about It's Exciting Saturday! It's Exciting!
What about their cover of Let's Go Rider Kick?
Eh.
What about their V3 cover?
They did like half the songs.
They're not. None of them are bad. None of them.
You just don't like pop songs.
It's not that. It's just like nothing they've done has like wowed me. You know me.
I was about to say, what about Pledge's Z? I'm like, wait, that's not them.
Yeah. Anyways, next. Hey, look, it's another figure art that isn't Laser!
Yeah, so they teased figure arts XA Buteki.
Buteki Gamer's getting a figure, because why the fuck not? Let's get fucking shampoo hair, motherfucker!
Again, curious.
Well, I didn't need that ear anymore.
Wait a minute.
Hey, wait, this was for the sparkling thing. Didn't we see that last week? Didn't we already know this?
Well, we didn't know about Muteki until last weekend.
But it shows a picture of him in the background.
No, I know. It was teased alongside it, but when we talked about it last week, I didn't see it, or it wasn't in the article that I looked at.
Oh, okay.
So, no details yet on the Muteki figure, but it's a thing, apparently.
It just occurred to me. We never got a Kamen Rider Ghost Mugen figure art.
And the world was Ghost better sucked. Off.
No, but so far he's Jesus the only Christ. Rider to not get a Final Form figure art.
They didn't do Sin Spectre either.
Well, no, like main Riders.
Because Ghost was trash.
Come on, or everyone knows Tamashii Nations doesn't York give a shit. Well. Come on, everyone knows Tamashii Nations doesn't give a rat's ass about secondary Riders.
Fair.
I mean, yeah, but it was, like, if you can find something on Amazon for, like, $20, like, I think it's safe to say it didn't really sell very well.
I mean, hell. What secondary rider haven't they done yet?
I feel like that's...
Laser level 3.
Ibuki?
Laser level 3.
Laser level...
Oh, wait, they are doing Ibuki!
Yeah! See? I led into that.
Now I know what you were trying to do.
Yeah.
Ibuki! But my bigger question is, where's Kamen Rider Kabuki?
Better question is, where's Sabaki?
No, I want Kabuki.
Where's Danki?
Where's Kiba?
Where's Iki? Where's Shoki?
Where's Habataki, Nishiki, and Kirameki?
It was never right.
No! No! Where's Toki?
It was never a writer show during production, so it does not count.
Yes, it does. It counts.
Anyways.
No, that's what you call diehard writer fans.
Anyways, this is cool. The Ibuki figure stands at 150mm tall, will include wrists, belt piece, disc animals, the Henshin Onibue Onteki, and, of course, his trumpet gun, the Ongekikan Repu.
I love it.
It is scheduled to be released August of this year for 70-20 yen before shipping and markup.
Wait, when is it coming out?
August.
I want
August.
A trumpet gun. I have an old trumpet.
I want it. I have the Hibiki figure. I want another Onion Rider.
Did you just say Onion another Rider?
Onion.
Onion.
Onion. Onies have layers.
Onions are like onions. They stink? No, no.
What, they stink?
Yeah, it's like...
Well, you leave them out in the sun too long and they dry up and they're all crusty.
Oh, I see. Where the show's actually going on really well, but then they fire all the writers halfway through. No! Gimmicks!
Onis. Writers have gimmicks!
Onis have gimmicks?
Not really.
You get it.
Not really. The only thing that was disc animals, and that was it.
They have a music gimmick.
I want to quickly mention one thing that bothered me in Hibiki. And yes, halfway through, they changed the writing for the show. They just full-on ignored the logic that they already created that the rider's suit itself is them.
Right.
So they should be naked.
Right.
Halfway through the show, when they're in the city and such, it's like, they're in rider form. Next scene, you see them fully clothed. It's like, hang on.
Maybe they have Animorphs logic.
You heard it here first. Where they
transform, but only if it's tight clothing.
Guys, you heard it here first. Gar is angry that Hibiki didn't have more naked men.
Have you seen XAV Cinemas yet?
No.
More naked men.
We'll talk about those when the time is right.
And we're going to talk about VR Troopers.
Next convention.
So never.
Hey, we have that one that we're guesting at. When is that? I don't know yet.
When? 2025.
Oh, I'm gonna be dead by now.
Next. Super Sentai Artisan DX Dai Reno.
It looks like shit.
I don't like
it. I like the box.
I like it.
Garbs are so critical about everything.
Look at that.
Oh god, yeah, actually, that does not look very good.
I like it. I know some
of
them.
Oh yeah, it doesn't.
What?
It doesn't. It doesn't look good.
The Legacy one looks a bit better.
The Legacy one is a lot better.
I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you guys.
Yeah, it looks
good.
Like, it looks fine, but it's not as shiny as, like, the other ones are. Nice. It looks too flat.
And the orb in the middle of the chest isn't, like, as, like, bright green as it should be.
Just this shot of him holding up the sword. Guys, look what I got!
I have the power!
Yo, I told Jack Team Man sword.
Thunder.
Oh, that cut! It comes with the lily balls.
Okay, that would be the only reason to get it.
Especially the pink one. Pink
no, get for the green,
nice.
Man.
I love how it looks like the yellow and red one are joking around with each other.
Like,
that's great. Working with two different dragon types.
Right.
I miss Dago. Rest in peace, Dago.
Shishi Ranger. Da Ranger. Ranger.
Shishi Ranger.
Ho ho. I'm pretty sure it's Ho-Ho.
Ranger.
Yeah, it's Ho-Ho.
Shishi Ranger.
Next. I was hoping you'd be here to talk about this.
What the hell is this?
Right.
I'm choking on my own rage!
This is why you don't eat in podcasts.
Shit! I forgot to do the combo.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. That looks awesome.
Alright, so some new covers were announced for the Shattered Grid crossover. Or for the crossover. Or Shattered Grid event. There we go. And they showed off a Wombo Combo Megazord made out of the Thunder Zord parts. And they call it the Ranger Slayer.
It's War Greymon.
No, it's Omnimon.
Yeah, Omnimon, because.
So I can immediately first tell that he has the Tiger Zord as his chest. So
he has
cool.
Tortoiseshell.
No,
I can see the Dragon Zord down for the right arm.
Yeah, he's got the red Dragon Zord. It looks like he's got the whole Zord's wings.
He's got Tor for a head.
Yep.
It's either Pegasus or.
Oh god! What if he had the entire
Zord
on his head?
Hold on, calm down, one at a time.
It seems like it's either the griffin or unicorn's arm on the left.
I think that's isn't that the Tiger Zord arm?
No,
that does not look like it.
No, it's it looks like.
It's yellow.
Okay, those are clearly flaws, but whatever.
Oh, it's a modified Thunder Zord.
You're a modified Thunder Zord.
Well, I mean, I don't think that the Dragon Zord had a giant blade coming out of its mouth.
Well, does it say in the description, like, what did it consist of? Oh, that's kind of
lame. But you know what I want to say? Hmm? I want to know who does Ernie's Juice Bar's logo.
Some random guy. Probably named Ernie.
And then we got other covers.
Whoa!
I was gonna say, yeah, it has Tor the Shuttle Zord's head. What if they had the entire Shuttle Zord for a head?
Is that again?
That'd be one big bobble head.
It's a mirror monster from the season one.
Oh, okay.
He looks racist.
We also got this amazing. Main cover for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number 28.
AKA Power Rangers Civil War.
Yeah, in which you have.
Oh my god, another thing with RPM!
You have the RPM Rangers teaming up with the SPD Rangers. Pants to
be darkened. We have letters in our names that don't make sense. Or stand for something,
well,
I don't know.
Of it. SPD, RPM. They're both acronyms. Got the acronyms.
I know.
That is the shittiest correlation of all time! Our two names are made of three letters, so let's be friends!
Let's find
out.
Get the fuck
out!
Let's find
them
NPR
the
and Samurai. Because, you know, dinosaurs and samurai, those go well together.
Hey, it worked for Power. Worked for Super Sentai.
They also have Vio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to fight Lord Kraken's army.
Look, it's Jack. I don't like him.
And then we have this really nice...
How do you like Jack?
I thought Jack was a fucking prick.
Get the fuck out!
No, I was a Sky fan. I liked Sky.
Jack was a prick.
I can like both.
Well, we don't use the P word on this show.
And then we get this really awesome cover of the Gold Zeo Ranger, like Jason, and he's looking like at his old suit and being like, yeah, good times.
I used to get into that.
I J.O.'d in this suit.
Oh!
That was the one time I used my suit for my powers for personal gain.
The one,
yeah, those
it feels like someone else is doing it.
Yeah, those suits are all in there to be cleaned. It's going to take the whole season.
Just the one thing that bugs me with this image, and it's not the sidebar around the actual art. It's the morpher itself on the suit. It looks off.
Yeah, right? It looks
like... Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah, or like it's slightly tilted to the side.
I'm slightly tilted.
It looks like someone took a picture of it facing forward and then just made it smaller.
Yeah.
I would love if Jason takes it out and just like they, when they go to morph or whatever during a battle, he just like turns to the MMPR Red Ranger and Dobby's like, Jason, the fuck? He's like, I'm sorry, I was feeling nostalgic, alright?
No, sorry.
With a Letterman jacket. It's a better fit.
Oh no, it's like Jason, why are you in the Red Mighty Morphin outfit? Well, you see his girlfriend, the Gold Zeo Ranger. Zeo Ranger suit. I wanted to roleplay, okay?
No, he actually has real problems with the Gold Ranger suit. Well, first off, okay, like, this chest armor really weighs you down, doesn't offer much arm movement, and a staff? A staff's not a weapon! I had the power sword when I was the Red Ranger. It was better!
You want to know the sad part? We forgot to do the obvious joke. Wombo combo. Fuse them together.
Fucking Red Gold Ranger?
Yeah.
The Red Ranger?
No. This is what you do.
You have
the Gold Ranger. Yeah, you have the old Red Ranger suit, and then you just put the Gold Zeo Ranger's chest piece on the Red Ranger suit.
Oh, yeah, and I was about to say, like, the gold armor on the red.
Someone
suit?
Shop that, please.
Ichi, put that in the thumbnail of End the Mode. Fuck the Neo Hazer.
No!
End the Mode with a fusion between Red and Gold Zeo Ranger.
No!
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Fuck you, Ichi. Now you gotta do photoshopping.
I hate you.
You're welcome.
Gold Ranger?
I don't care. Next!
Is that what he's called?
Expedition?
Expedition?
Apparently, Power Rangers Legacy Wars is having a tournament.
I don't care.
You mean one of several tournaments they've had before?
I don't know.
They do tournaments for this all the time. Yoshi, the Sadarso brothers are like the top two players in the whole
game. Fine, fuck it, I don't care. Next.
And they constantly compete each other over being number one and two.
Fine, I don't care. Next. Whoa. Power Rangers tabletop license has been acquired.
Cool, so
tabletop.
Now we're getting the Hyper Force game.
Right?
But we can play it better.
Right?
We'll make an actual Cast Ranger tabletop
Renegade
RPG.
Game Studios has partnered with Saban Brands for a series of Power Rangers tabletop games. They will be focused on fan experiences that uphold the Power Rangers brand core values of teamwork, inclusivity, and diversity.
Can't wait for someone to just yell at one another person to get the fuck out.
That's about it so far.
Can't wait for a group of white guys to say, I'm not having fun, I'm working alone, get the fuck out.
And speaking of Hyperforce, apparently Jason David Frank, who previously cameoed on Hyperforce, will be cameoing again on Hyperforce as Lord Drakon.
Draken.
Draken.
Draken. Dr. Draken, fuck it.
Lord Jackoff.
Of? I think I actually did make a joke about
that. He looks so evil.
Well, I should hope so.
What are you a ranger of, Lord of?
Just, when I saw that, when he took off his helmet, I was disappointed.
Why? Because you wanted to be Zack?
Yeah, because issue 5 of the comic made you think, oh, what if Zack did team up with Rita? Like how Rita wanted him to. Because she sensed, oh, there's a difference in you. You could join me. Become the Green Ranger.
But Tommy, though.
Fuck Tommy Oliver in the Dragon Zord dick.
I mean, if you want.
Sell around because he likes him.
Right.
They say don't meet your heroes, but I say
can
eat my ass.
They say don't meet your heroes.
You know the sad part as well? Just give me 2 minutes?
Nope.
Yeah. Nope. Give me a minute.
All right, this has been Extra Extra. Cast Ranger, everyone. We'll see you on the podcast proper. Goodbye.
Wait.
Minutes.
I had a joke and I forgot it.
Where is it?
Say it. Just say it. It doesn't matter.
No, I got it.
We'll fix it in post.
I forgot it, you assholes.
I'm sorry.
Just say it. Just say it. We'll fix it in post.
I can't say it if I forgot it!
Ha! There it is. I met Tommy.
You did?
Yeah.
Cool. Right, how old are you there?
Fuck.
I was so young and stupid.
2013, I think.
So you're like...
15.
Wow.
Or 16.
Wow.
Lucky.
16-year-old guy.
It's sad when I'm taller than the Rangers. That's sad.
No, I like to think Jason Derek Frank's a really short guy.
Because we all know being a Power Ranger has a height requirement.
Look at me and David Yoss.
David Yoss too? Fuck.
Did you say Yoss?
Yost, sorry. It's been a long day.
I always thought it was Yost.
Yeah, he said Yoss.
Cut it off.
David Yoss.
Anthony, cut it off after I say I've had a long day.
Sure, whatever.
How about no?
How about no, you
crazy Dutch bastard.
Also, I guess.
Nope, the joke I had is gone. I can't remember it.
Was it about Tommy?
I don't even know.
Uh-oh.
It probably was.
Okay. Sorry.
Fuck's sake.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.